your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's a minute past 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
There are fears Operation Stack could remain in place until at least Thursday as French ferry workers continue to strike. It means all cross-channel sailings from Dover, except those heading to Dunkirk, are suspended. Kieran has the details.
Well, the actions left the port of Calais closed, meaning part of the M20 going coastbound being used as a giant lorry park for the second time in a week. Transport Secretary Patrick McLaughlin chaired a meeting of the government's Emergency Committee.
What I would urge everybody to do is to check with their operators and to watch the situation, because we can't contain the situation when you just get strike action taking place like we're seeing at the moment.
While many of us are making the most of the hot weather in Kent today, some affected motorists have been forced to stop off to work out what they're going to do. I've spoken to these people at the Maidstone services who say it's a frustrating time.
We run a boat sales company based in the UK. We have offices in France, and it's a great disruption for us.
Because I got caught up in it last week as well. Well, I didn't expect this at all.
We have between 10 to 30 blokes on site, and they rely on me to get there at a certain time, open up, and you can be an hour, hour and a half late.
Last week's walkout saw hundreds of migrants try to get on lorries waiting to enter the UK via Dover. Folkestone and Hythe MP Damien Collins says the authorities need to avoid a repeat of that at all costs.
We need to make sure that we can keep the tunnel open and working and not lose all services. That's what happened last week because the French authorities lost control of the situation, and we need to be making sure that that doesn't happen again.
For now, though, the focus is on when the French port will reopen so HGV drivers can finally get on the move.
And in the past few minutes, we've heard that Eurotunnel have suspended their passenger and freight services after protesters got into the French terminal. Kent Highways have also told us Operation Stack is being extended, so lorries will also be parked on the London-bound carriageway between Ashford and Leeds Castle.
This is KMFM News.
Four people who were critically injured in the Tunisia beach attack are now being treated in hospital after returning to the UK. Two of the patients who were brought back by RAF plane are women. Both their husbands were killed when a gunman opened fire on Friday. One is being treated at Birmingham's Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Professor Sir Keith Porter is lead clinician there.
Patients in critical care, that would be an anaesthetist, supported by all the laboratory services, and particularly a control of infection. And with all the specialties, so it might be head surgeons, chest surgeons, limb surgeons, plastic surgeons.
A Kent teacher who slept with a 15-year-old girl within 2 months of arriving in the country from South Africa has been jailed. Kevin Rich had been teaching at a Dartford school when the pair started exchanging texts and messages on social media sites. The 27-year-old from Russell Quay on West Street in Gravesend has been locked up for 3 years and 4 months. And a health alert remains in place, with Kent set to get hotter than Rio. Temperatures will be up in the top 20s today and the mid-30s tomorrow. We're being reminded to keep cool by drinking plenty of water and avoid going out during the hottest part of the day. Dr. Julian Spinks is a GP in Medway.
Really, we all want to enjoy the sun, and the most important things really are to make sure that you're keeping plenty of fluids going in, that you're staying out of the sun during the hottest part of the day, and perhaps taking simple precautions such as a fan to keep you cool.
KMFM Showbiz.
A controversial film about Amy Winehouse gets its gala premiere in London tonight. Her dad says the documentary about the singer's life and death 4 years ago does her a huge disservice. Mitch Winehouse, who lives in Greenhithe, isn't happy with how he's been portrayed either.
The film is littered with inconsistencies, and you can't say they're lies because I'm actually saying the stuff. But the problem is that it's misleading because they leave chunks out.
Amy is out in cinemas on Friday.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Britain's number one Andy Murray gets his Wimbledon campaign underway this afternoon. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the 2013 champion plays world number 58, Mikhail Kukushkin of Kazakhstan, in round one. Murray is being tipped as one of the favourites for this year's tournament, but says it's far too early in the campaign to start thinking about that.
I'm certainly not getting carried away. I know how difficult these events are to win, and I just concentrate on the first match. and try my best to get through that one.
Meantime, Kyle Edmund is the first of seven British players hoping to reach round two on the second day of Wimbledon. His match against Alexander Dolgopolov is underway and he's already down a set. Heather Watson resumes her first round match against Caroline Garcia this afternoon. Football, and it's being widely reported that Manchester United have made a £28.6 million bid for Real Madrid's Sergio Ramos. The defender still has 2 years left on his contract at the Spanish club, but it's claimed he's keen to move to Old Trafford this summer.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.